This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Department of Justice has halted a program, at least temporarily, that offered free legal advice to detained immigrants. This is a story reported on NPR. Now, many states and some municipalities, some cities are saying, we're going to cover your legal fees. Now, I'm going to tell you, I can't wait until some citizen of America sues these cities, these so-called sanctuary cities, over this nonsense. I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be a lot of fun, because the idea that you would take the tax money from citizens and go protect those who are here illegally is going to create a legal. Like I said, the death spiral of liberalism is fun to watch. They do it to themselves. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. You can also give us a call at 844-551-8255. The department told the Vera Institute of Justice, the organization behind the Legal Orientation Program and the Immigration Court Help Desk, that funding for the program will be suspended as the officials review its effectiveness. A phone hotline for the program will also end at the end of the month. Now, this has happened. So this happened. It may be June. It could have been May. But it was relatively, no. Actually, this story was back in April. The contract for the program expired on April the 30th. It was created in 2003, get this, under George Bush. This is why I keep coming. Laura Bush is on TV talking about the separation of all these little kids and this, that, and the other. George Bush was the biggest rhino on the planet. I had some guy talk to me the other day. He says, man, Kevin, I would have voted for a black person. I would have voted for Colin Powell at a time. And I said, that would have been a mistake, right? He goes, yeah, but Condoleezza Rice. I said, she's as left as Colin Powell. I didn't believe it either until I did the research. Accomplished lady. Studied Russian. You know, not a great classical pianist, but she plays classical piano. But she's not great at it. But she's a smart lady. Total rhino. Go look at her record. Just go to Wikipedia. Pull her up. You will see total rhino. Nice lady, but not a Republican, not a conservative. There was nobody in Bush's administration who was. I don't even know why the left fought so hard against this dude. He did everything Al Gore would have done. Seriously, there was no difference. But anyway, Laura Bush is out there. We got to help these children. Got to keep the children together. It's just keep these children together. And everybody here's what's funny about it. The left think they're going to put enough pressure on us to, oh, we got to keep these children together. And you know what we did immediately? Yeah, I'll tell you what. Why don't you go to all the inmates at Rahway, San Quentin, you know, Ponto, all these different prisons and make a case that we need to let them all out so we can keep these children together with their parents. Because let me tell you something. Barack Obama and the Obama administration has released worse criminals back into the streets of this country than people who are languishing in prison. Alice Johnson's a perfect example. Barack Obama released, 68,000 criminals. And the Oakland mayor warned some of the criminals that ICE was coming. I mean, meanwhile, Alice Johnson and many others who got, you know, dope charges or something where they didn't bother anybody. They were smoking weed or they were distributing weed or, you know, whatever, cocaine. Pick your drug. I don't care. If a clown wants to do drugs, there's nothing you can do about it. So they were out there distributing drugs or whatever. It didn't hurt a soul. Oh, Kevin, drugs are a problem. They're pervasive. They hurt the people that they've got. Whatever. Unless you can tell me that a crackhead hit your grandmother in the head because he wanted his drugs and Alice Johnson sold them to him, then don't talk to me about it. Most of these drug-related crimes have nothing to – they don't hurt anybody. Now, crackheads will steal from you, and I tell you, stay away from them. And occasionally, they will try to do you harm. But for the most part, crackheads do not care about you. They just want their drugs. But I'm off track here. Here's what I want to ask you. You're a kid. You've stolen a car. You've committed some kind of crime. There's an illegal who's raped somebody, murdered somebody, DUIs, hit and runs, armed robbery, assault, whatever, and they're walking the streets because of technicalities. Would you want to sue? I mean, can you imagine the criminal justice system, the criminal justice reform, the criminal justice black eye that the left is going to have when it's leaked out of the people who were released versus the people who are still in prison? And those people who are still in prison or in jail or some part caught up in the criminal justice system that are have exhausted their family's resources. I don't care what color you are. Exhausted your family's resources, exhausted your family's patience, whatever it is. Can you imagine what happens when all those people converge on these leftists who want to protect illegals and want to protect their children? Woo! You know what I'd like to look into? I'd like to look into every case where some black person is freed because of DNA evidence or whatever, and go connect the dots on those cases and find out who was at fault. The prosecutor, Democrat. The judge, Democrat. The cops, Democrats. The union reps, Democrats. The mayor, Democrats. And let's start connecting dots. See, that's what we don't do a very good job of, because I know we're busy, right? We got lives to lead. We have jobs. We have kids. We have obligations, blah, blah, blah. You know what? I'm sick of the excuses. There's not enough things that can obligate you that you watch what's happened over the last 50 years and you ignore it. You can no longer ignore this. That's why we're paying for the legal fees of illegals. That's why we have to undo some silly rule that's on the books set up by George Bush in 2003 that pays the legal fees of illegals. You know who should be paying the legal fees of illegals? Their country of origin. Now, the Vera Institute decried the decision, saying the program is a lifeline for many immigrants and it saves lives. You know what saves lives? And by the way, these aren't immigrants. These are illegals. If you were here legally or on a visa or something, I'm fine with having us represent you. That's what our system of jurisprudence is set up for. But if you're illegal and you want us to cover the tab, that's crazy. I don't know of a country that would do that. The times that I know where people got in trouble in other countries, you know who had to come over and foot the bill? Their family. It bankrupts people. Go over there, do the right thing. When you're in a country, do the right thing. Get there the right way and do the right thing. That's the solution. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Trump chaos is on the menu today. Is it really chaos? I think not.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? I want to give you a human trafficking update. A lady by the name of Rebecca Worsam, she says this. She's in the media. She says, I'm ashamed of my colleagues in the so-called mainstream media. 51 of 76 missing children in Michigan were found thanks to Donald Trump's crackdown on child sex trafficking, and yet you say nothing. You literally make me sick. Shame on you. We at the Kevin Jackson Show say the same thing. And speaking on behalf of the namesake of the show, that would be me, Kevin Jackson, I say shameful reporting by these leftists who claim to care about children. What was it called? Operation something or another, where Donald Trump freed it's dozens, hundreds of kids from sex trafficking operations, pedophiles. This is stuff that, you know, that we've been hearing about these pedophile operations that are involving Hillary Clinton and all these people, and it seems conspiratorial. We're all like, oh, I don't know if I should cover it because it seems so crazy and salacious, you know, Pizzagate and all this. Let me tell you something, folks. There are leftists who don't give a crap about your kids. Your kids are nothing more than toys to them. Hollywood is replete with them, and leftism brings them. They conjure them up. They bring them to you. They breed them, in fact. They want these kids to exploit them. They claim, oh, you know, put them in foster care or we'll take care of them. The stuff that is happening to kids in America is shameful for this country. Now, I'm not just talking about abortion. I'm talking about the kids who survived the gauntlet of leftism. These kids are the expendables, the throwaways, and the leftists say nothing. And this lady, Rebecca Worsham, she couldn't be more right. Shame on the media. There, oh, Donald Trump, he didn't do very good in Singapore. Donald Trump, he hates the little Mexican kids, whatever. They are nothing but a bunch of disingenuous liars. I call them pedophiles to their core. And I'm not talking about love kids in the way that you love your children, like you will do anything to protect them so that they can go on and live fruitful lives. I'm talking about the people who create the LGBTQ community, the kids that don't even know what they are sexually because they've been abused from such an early age. God, I watch kids now with a jaundiced eye. I watch parents with their children with a jaundiced eye because of pedophiles and leftists. I remember growing up never in my wildest dreams thinking about children being exploited by their parents. I had loving grandparents. They would never do anything to hurt me. I mean, other than what I deserve, they would give me a spanking or ground me, you know, punish me in that way. But I deserved it. Only one whooping I got. I know I didn't deserve it. I was mad. But there are parents that do nothing but prey on their kids. You don't even want to know. Seriously. I'm not going to go into detail. But because when you have to research this stuff, you see the vile underbelly of society run by progressives. They don't think your daughter's friend is just a friend. You better check your daughter's friend out. You better know everything about that person. You better know her family, where she lives, what's her background. I'm not talking about for her to marry. I'm talking about for her to hang out. Don't trust anybody. Too many leftists in this world. Anyway, that was our human trafficking update. 51 of 76 kids found who were missing in Michigan, and you don't hear CNN extolling the virtues of the president. The crackdown on these pedophile rings. Do you hear them saying Donald Trump said he was going to do something and he's doing it? Do you hear anything about stuff he's doing with opioids and reducing prescription care for older people? No, no, and no. Doesn't matter what Donald Trump did as a meme. If he cured cancer, they would say, you know, something negative about that. Donald Trump has now got people dying more of death disease than, you know, of heart disease than cancer. They're going to give you something because they don't want to praise the man. They don't want to let him give him any credit. How about this one? Food stamp usage lowest, shrunk by millions. Overall enrollment in the nation's food stamp program dipped to its lowest level in 8 years, according to statistics released by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Latest U.S. data reveals that enrollment in the SNAP program dropped to 40 million, almost 40 million even in March. Last time the enrollment reset level was February of 2010, when there were 38,589,000 people. Although overall enrollment has reached its lowest point in 8 years, they say it's been declining since 2013, and which has only continued throughout President Trump's first year in office. So they're saying it was on the decline. But under Trump, since he's been in office, there are 2.2 million fewer people who have discontinued their participation in SNAP. These are people jumping off the program. Under Barack Obama, it grew to as many as 16 million plus on the program, and they bragged about it. They said, our nation was built to support these people coming on. I don't remember the numbers, but it was huge. So now we're down to, well, it was up to 46. So it's dropped to 40, just 40 million. So it was 42 plus million when Trump inherited. So 4 million people, Barack Obama put 16 on, took 12 off, and they say, well, it was dropping down. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't even know how he took them off. I don't know how they measure. But my bet is there was some shenanigans on that as well. They said Trump wants to control the cost of this program at the federal and state levels, and they announced that they hired an integrity officer to bolster the administration's efforts to prevent fraud in the country's program. Let me tell you who is going to be jumping off this program the fastest. I think I just gave you the hint, right? The fraudulent people, the illegals that are on the system, those who've been taking advantage of this system in multiple ways. You're going to watch this number drop another 2 million, 3 million, 4 million very quickly. Watch the number. It's roughly 40 million. It's just over 40 million. Say 40 million, 100,000. It's actually 40 million and 83,000. Watch this number over time. This number is going to drop down into the 38 millions, 37 millions, because the people who know they shouldn't be on it, who know there's a new sheriff in town, he will prosecute you, they're going to abandon it. And that's going to save you millions of dollars. I want you to think about this. 2 million people that are getting, let's just say for the sake of discussion, let's make it easy math, $1,000 a month. That's $2 billion every single month, $24 billion a year. And let's say that that 2 million goes to 5 million. And it's $1,000 a month. It's going to be $5 billion a month, $60 billion a year of people who are no longer taking advantage of you. That money's going to go back into the treasury. Imagine many of these little scenarios happening like this. They seem big, but they're little. In the government's budget, they're little. But imagine 10 of these things happening, and suddenly it's $50 billion a month, times 12, or $600 billion a year going back. Now we got some real numbers.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now says he will soon be signing an executive order aimed at ending the controversial separation of immigrant children from their parents at the southern border. He makes the announcement during a White House meeting with cabinet members and lawmakers earlier today.
We don't very much have the same views. We want to keep family together. At the same time, we have to be strong on the border. Otherwise, you'll have millions of people coming up, not thousands like we have now. You'll have millions of people flowing up into just overtaking the country. We're not letting that happen. So we have to be very strong on the border, but at the same time, we want to be very compassionate.
At the same time, Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says the House will vote on a longer-term fix tomorrow. He says immigrant kids must not be separated from their parents, but he says immigration laws must continue to be enforced. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A while back there was an article, and I titled it sort of, I don't know what they titled it. Oh, yeah, here's what it was. Trump's chaotic style is starting to make sense. And I chuckled to myself because I thought I thought, this is exactly the case. It's starting to make sense. And before I get into that, let me read an article about Romney on Trump. This was in Red State, and they said, indeed, in conversations with voters who visited his booth at the Utah GOP convention, Romney crowed about a personal relationship with Trump that goes back decades before either were politicians. Romney paid Trump's perhaps the ultimate compliment when he said that the president's achievements are similar to what he would have done had he won the White House 6 years ago. I talked about this a while back. His first year is very similar to things I've done. I'd have done my first year, Romney said in response to one of the many questions he received regarding how he plans to work with Trump, given their complicated history. The things he's actually done have been better than I expected. Romney isn't the first Republican to be tied in knots discussing his support for the president. In one exchange, he added a verbal inflection on the word doing, as he attempted to distinguish between Trump's rhetoric and his actions and explain how he reconciles his opposition to the troubling things he says and tweets with what has turned out to be a pretty traditional GOP governing agenda that any of his opponents in 2016 primary would have pursued. If he says something which I believe is racist or divisive and serious, then I'll point out that I disagree with that, Romney told one voter. But I'm an honest enough person that if he does something right, and by the way, he's done a number of things right, I'll be fully supportive of those things. I will support the president's agenda when it's good for Utah and good for the country, and so far, that's been the case. Now, let me interrupt and tell you, that's a very convoluted way of saying, I'm going to cherry pick when I support Trump, but believe me, when it's time to run from him, if the going gets tough, I will leave. That's what he's saying. Now I want to go back to the New York Post office talking about the chaotic style of Trump that's beginning to make sense. And they wrote this back in May, and I wanted to cover it then, but I think it's a good one to cover now because we're looking at the trade war, and I use my finger quotes, that we're supposed to be involved in with China and everybody else. We've been involved in it. Now, China has thrown down the gauntlet and said we're going to match the U.S. dollar for dollar on trade war. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. The chaos that will erupt from that is going to reshape the markets, and I'm going to make you a guarantee. It's going to reshape the markets in favor of Donald Trump, in favor of America. Now, here's what the article says. From its start, the Trump administration has been plagued by charges of chaos. From the revolving door of senior staffers, including two secretaries of state,
three national security advisors, and two chiefs of staff. To the president's brash and sometimes boorish personal style, to his politically incorrect taunt tweeting, Donald Trump has refused to conform to the political opponent's conventional notions of what constitutes an effective White House operation. And yet, the economy is humming. Host of regulations have been rolled back. The unemployment rate is down. Job openings are soaring. Taxes have been cut. Black joblessness is at an all-time low. Prototypes for the wall along the Mexican border are being tested. Raids by ICE are rounding up dangerous illegal aliens, and a travel ban against several Muslim nations was argued last month before the Supreme Court, where the president's authority over immigration will be upheld. In foreign affairs, the two Koreans are talking to each other, Koreas, with a summit between Trump and North Korea dictators slated for June that's obviously occurred. The ISIS caliphate has been effectively destroyed, and just last week, Trump yanked the carpets from under the Iranian mullahs and canceled the nuclear deal negotiated, but never submitted to the Senate for ratification by the Obama administration. In short, this has been the most effective administration since FDR's first term. It's been accomplished in the teeth of the so-called resistance, which includes some of the overt hostility of nearly all the mainstream media, the embedded civil service, the Democrats, the never-Trump Republicans, rogue elements of the intelligence and investigative agencies, and Robert Mueller's investigation into charges of collusion with the Russians. Some chaos. The truth is, as much as they hate Trump's policies, the president's enemies hate the man even more. Donald Trump offends the establishment on a personal, visceral level. His opponents are the same folks who idolized Adlai Stevenson and thought Ike was just a dolt who somehow won on World War II, who worshipped John F. Kennedy but repelled by LBJ, hated Nixon, thought Reagan was an amiable dunce, and erected shrines to Obama. They are Ivy Leaguers, the credentialist, the Georgetown establishment for whom there is only one right way to conduct a presidency. That is the Harvard Democratic Group Think way. And I'm going to pause there for a second to just explain to you that is the problem of the left. Therein lies the biggest issue. They are run by a very small group of people who will not let go of their ideology. And they live and die by it, and they've implemented an apparatus, if you will, that demands loyalty to it. And that's beginning to break down. It's breaking down in education. Professors are finally saying, leftist professors are finally saying, you know what? This doesn't work anymore. It's ruining us. I saw a story, just to go into education for just a second. I saw a story, the University of Missouri, their freshman enrollment is down, I want to say, 25%. Millions of dollars have been lost. They laid off 185 staffers, and there's a rumor that they've got to lay off a couple hundred more. Keep in mind, this is the school that stood up for the social justice warrior agenda, and because some black guy supposedly got called the N-word by a truck on campus driving by. The outcome is they are down, and forgive me on the numbers, but I want to say they are $49 million in the red, and the student body population that I talked about accounts for, I know it's at least $25 million of that debt. And it's become so drastic that they're laying off professors. They're not renewing professorships and so on. I absolutely loved reading that report. That's leftism spiraling in on itself. We just launched an education program to go after these guys. And it's going to be easier than I thought because they are killing themselves. The only colleges and universities who will survive are those who say, enough of this justice warrior nonsense. You come to this school come to this school to learn, or else don't come here. Anyway, I want to go back to these Harvard Democratic groupthink that is killing itself, killing its own movement. Why? The same way any movement, anything dies when it's incestuous. You can't. I mean, there's no way for you to survive if the only thing that happens is you have the same bloodline. You don't allow any other thought to permeate. You're doomed. And these people are doomed. The animal kingdom knows enough to say, when my males, you know, I'll just use lions as an example. When the young males get to an age where they can, you know, want to challenge the big male, the big male kicks them out and says, you got to find your own pride. Because those young males will mate with their mothers and sisters if they're left with the pride. It's just the nature of the beast. They are forced out. But the Democrats don't force out. They just destroy you. You know, it's one thing. And so they leave everybody in the tribe, and guess what? It's incestuous. There's no original thought. I dare you, give me anything original that these people have thought of in the last 50 years. Anything. It's all nonsense. I'm talking about anything that's sane. Oh, they'll tell you there's a bunch of new genders, and there's a bunch of, you know, sexualities and all these different things. They'll tell you all these kinds of stuff that you know, most of it. First of all, there aren't more than the we can get into the discussion of the number of genders. There are two. And then there are things that become not normal. And there's multiple sexualities. But they think they're giving you something new because they tell you, no, there's 70 genders. No, there's not. There may be 70 sexualities. I'm not going to do the count. I don't really care. I don't care who you love, who you want to do whatever with, but you're not going to fool me on this other stuff. So anyway, their ideas are, in a word, crazy. And they want you to accept it. And they believe that their words are more acceptable than yours because guess what? They are, quote, the Harvard Democratic groupthink. They are the way that the people are supposed to think. And if you don't, they will ruin you. They will ruin your academic life. They will ruin your professional life. They will ruin your public life. Whatever it takes. More on this when we come back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We are talking about Donald Trump's so-called chaos, disruption of the system. He did it during the campaign. He completely, chaotically, as they say, ran his campaign, changed his campaign managers midstream, changed his campaign spokespersons midstream, kept a strategy that people were going, what in the world is he doing with the tweets? He was holding rallies everywhere he went, filling it up, and they dismissed him. They said, oh, these rallies mean nothing. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Donald Trump, chaotic. Even when they threw chaos at him by the Democrats paying disruptors, people to go in to get beaten up, to heckling, people that were paid to beat up Trump supporters, etc. They were having to cancel places like Chicago is the one that comes to mind. All these different things, the chaos that was created. They then, the media said, it would be chaos if he gets elected. They told us, here's how the man is. His ex-wives hate him. His kids hate him. That's all a front. Don't believe it. They said, countries don't want him. Hillary Clinton said, world leaders are begging me not to lose. Chaos. Trump here created so much chaos in the presidency that the federal government lost its mind and decided to plot against him. That's how much chaos he created. And now where we find ourselves? Them saying he's in total turmoil. Donald Trump lives in a world of what they call chaos, but they liked it when it was called change we can believe in. Barack Obama said he was going to go to D.C. He was going to clean it out. He was going to make it transparent. He was going to let us see bills. He was going to give us the utopia that the progressive movement promised. It would be open and honest and level for everybody, the playing field. And everyone would go to the best schools and get the best foods and have the best housing and drive the best cars or public transportation or whatever. And the world would be safer because he was elected. He would bring order. There would be no chaos under Barack Obama. And there wasn't. He brought order. They went along with everything that he said. The media was complicit with him. All these clandestine agencies who conspired against Donald Trump all believed in Barack Obama. They were in full lockstep support. There was no chaos. In fact, there were no scandals in the Obama administration. You want to know how you make that happen? When everybody agrees with what you're talking about. They want to talk about there was no bias in these reports against Donald Trump. There's no bias. Ask yourself, how's that even possible? I mean, you have to be so locked in, so ideologically in on one side, that to have nobody report of a scandal, man, you want to talk about how crooked our government is? Nobody was a whistleblower, nothing. You dare not go against Barack Obama. They want to talk about Donald Trump being a king or a dictator. Donald Trump doesn't have a fraction of the control of the government that Barack Obama had. When he sicked the FBI and the FISA courts and the CIA and the NSA on a candidate running for president, and then that same thing continues to this day, to this very moment that I speak. Chaos. Trump had to give you chaos. What Trump understands, and I'm reading this, is what many great leaders have understood, that chaos, not consensus, is the way that ideas are tried and tested. I could have said that myself. That is the way you put theories out there so people can poke holes in them. That is the way you test your business plan. I just wrote a business plan to a very wealthy man. You know what he did? He fired back 5 questions to me. Then I met with a super wealthy guy, and he asked me tough questions, and I answered every one, and he just sat back and went, dang, you got this. And he donated. Gave me a decent amount of money to get this project launched because he was like, man, you answered it. You're doggone right I did. I know exactly what I want to do in this project. Chaos is when you say, here's an idea. Now, pitch me. Pitch it. Let's pros and cons. He goes on to write this, that if someone or something isn't working, scrap it or try something else. That's what Trump does. When he says, you know what, Rex Tillerson, you're not the right Secretary of State. You're a great guy. You're a great businessman for leading an oil company. But this is not your gig. Move on. No offense. If Rex is smart, none taken. Everything's not for you. Government is a very difficult beast, and some of these businessmen are finding out. And Trump goes, I gave you a shot because you know what? I wanted you here. I think you're a great guy, but no, not going to work. He goes on to write this. Results are what count, not consistency. Trump's ability to morph from saber-rattling lunatic to charming glad handler infuriates the left because they see it as phony. They say, oh, look at what he did over here. Donald Trump will rattle your cage just to make sure you're awake. That's what we used to call it. They'd say, Kevin, what's going on with so-and-so? I'd go, I don't know. Let's go rattle his cage. If it was a client, if it was a competitive team or whatever, it was like, let's go try something. Let's go shake him up. Let's see what we can do to get things started. And that's what Trump does. What Barack Obama and the other guys brought was this controlled chaos. They knew everything that was going on. They knew all the crooked nature of who they were, but they say, no, 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 it's all in check. We have it in check because we will crucify anybody who dares report on our chaos. Trump says, no, here's the chaos. I just fired this guy. I'm bringing this guy on. Rudy's joining my team. This guy's off the team. Oh, really? You want to bring up Stormy Daniels? I don't even care. He's got the plate spinning, and he's doing it with one arm and a blindfold. And the left think they got him. Not a single plate is starting to wobble. They're all just spinning up there. Spinning like windmills. And I'm not talking solar powered. Just spinning. No, I'm not even talking wind power. So, yeah, you're trying to be funny over there. Yep. They say Trump very unpredictably doesn't just frighten the beltway bonzies and chin pullers. It also terrifies his opponent. His very unpredictability is what I should have said. He doesn't frighten them. He's got them scared to death. And he goes on to say this. So what? That doesn't mean it's also effective. Just ask Emmanuel Macron, who couldn't be less like Trump and yet has developed a curious personal rapport with the brash American boss, akin to that of a puppy around its master. Watch for France to start edging away from the Iran deal as well. Further, he says a fleet of yes men and sycophants isolates and insulates a chief executive from unforeseen consequences. JFK's best and brightest drove the nation into the sloughs of Vietnam. Nixon's henchmen concealed from him the gravity of Watergate until it was too late. Obama was so cocksure of his own moral rectitude, he hardly bothered with conventional niceties. He's saying Barack Obama didn't even bother to say, you know, hey, thank you very much. I like what you did. Well, he was just Mr. Aloof. He says, true, the fall elections are shaping up as a big test. But Trump has already eliminated some of the thorns in his side, including House Speaker Paul Ryan, Senate gadflies Bob Corker and Jeff Flake, who have announced their retirements. Should the GOP hang on to the House, and I'll interject here, they will. A Trump-friendly speaker will move the legislative agenda forward. I want you to stop and think about that for just a second. What happens when Trump has a pro-Trump speaker? He's got a media who's finally gotten itself a little more whipped into shape, and he has Democrats who want to partner with him because they now have to jump on the Trump train or else. I want you to imagine that world, a world where Trump gets even the most basic level of cooperation from the henchmen that want to go after him. I want you to imagine that world. What do you think that world is going to look like? Man, what a wonderful world. They finally go on to say this. The big geopolitical test will be a resurgent China, whose new strongman for life, Xi Jinping, will prove a far more formidable adversary than a fading Russia's Vladimir Putin. I agree with that. And Trump and Xi are going to be good friends. We're going to help our economies grow. We will partner in ways that we haven't partnered with China. And China's burgeoning middle class is going to eventually overtake us in GDP, but it won't be for a while. He says, look for Trump to resume his carrot and stick handling of Xi. Flowers and chocolates one minute, gunboats in the South China Sea the next. The trick is to keep the Chinese guessing and thus proceeding with a caution in order to keep the peace. If that's chaos, let's have more of it. And that's exactly how Trump's going to handle every situation. There's going to be good and there's going to be bad. Let me ask you, is that the way your family works? Is that the way your friendships work? Is that the way your job is? Or is it all peace and, you know, popcorn and pizza and whatever else?
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.